As always, the first 10 people that comment with a question will have it answered. Welcome to your past life reading. Thank you for letting me go on this journey with you. If this resonates with you, please let me know. Keep in mind that you've had many past lives. This is just a look into one of them. In this past life, this person was a woman, sharp-minded, composed, and deeply principled. She carried herself with quiet authority, someone who held truth and fairness as her highest ideals. Often seen as a voice of reason, she was not one to back down from complex decisions or uncomfortable truths. Her intellect was formidable, yet she also had a deep emotional wisdom. She understood people at their core, offering calm support and counseling even when her own heart was heavy. Though respected for her clarity and strength, her path was not one without shadows. There were betrayals, whispers behind closed doors, trust broken by those she once relied on. These experiences weighed heavily on her, leading to many sleepless nights and deep internal anxiety that she never showed to the world. Despite this, she remained grounded and nurturing, creating a stable and abundant life through her own perseverance. She was a trailblazer in her own right, unafraid to walk roads that others hadn't yet imagined, leaving behind a legacy of strength, grace, and quiet resilience. This woman likely lived during a time of great transition, an era when the old ways were dissolving and new ideas were beginning to take root. The setting feels like late 18th to 19th century Europe, possibly the Netherlands. This was a time of revolution, colonization, and industrial strength, and she found herself right in the thick of it. She might have been someone who moved or was forced to relocate physically or socially, perhaps fleeing conflict, scandal, or ideological differences. Her life involved distance and separation, either from family, homeland, or former beliefs. Despite her deep ideals, she had to make difficult compromises, especially in situations where her intellect or values clashed with those in power. This was not a peaceful life. She lived among tensions, ideological, political, and personal. Though she was strong and determined, she often felt she had to fight alone, outsmarting those around her to protect herself and preserve what mattered most. The mental toll of these battles was real, but she endured them with grace and purpose. Her soul carries the memory of this time, the ache of leaving, the sting of betrayal, but also the wisdom that comes from navigating a world in flux with clarity, dignity, and inner strength. Your childhood in this past life was marked by both privilege and pressure. You were born into a well-established family, likely one with wealth, land, or social standing. There were expectations placed on you early, expectations to follow a path that was already laid out, to uphold a legacy and to become someone who would contribute to the family's name and success. Stability and security were present, but so was a sense of emotional distance. The comforts around you did not always reach your heart. From a young age, you had a sense that your life was meant for something more, something beyond the walls of your upbringing. You dreamed of what lay beyond, of expanding your world, of those desires often conflicted with duty and tradition. A significant loss or transformation shaped you early on, possibly the death of a parent, or a sudden change in fortune, or a personal awakening that set you apart from others your age. Whatever it was, it forced you to grow up quickly and shoulder heavy responsibilities. You often felt burdened, expected to carry more than was fair for someone so young. At times, it seemed like you were defending yourself against invisible forces, trying to prove your worth, maintain your ground, and keep your spirit intact. And while the world saw someone strong and capable, inside you wrestled with a quiet dissatisfaction, a yearning for emotional connection and deeper purpose. Even so, your foundation gave you resilience. You learned how to endure, how to build, how to rise on your own terms. That childhood shaped the independence and principled soul you later became. In your adult life, you formed a deep, meaningful connection with someone you truly bonded with, whether as a partner or a kindred spirit. This relationship brought a sense of balance and emotional support that you had longed for since childhood. You finally felt you weren't carrying everything on your own. You also built something lasting, whether it was family, a business, or a home. You created stability and success. People respected you, and you left behind a legacy that others were proud to be a part of. But even with all of that, you sometimes felt like something was missing. There were moments when life felt dull or emotionally distant, like you were going through the motions, but not quite fulfilled on the inside. Still, you never lost your sense of right and wrong. You stood up for what was fair, and people knew they could count on your integrity. You were also driven, full of passion and movement. You likely pursued new ideas, traveled, or threw yourself into causes that lit a fire in you. Even in the most stable chapters of your life, you had that spark, always searching, always craving something just a little more meaningful, just a little more free. In that soul connection, you were the one who brought transformation. You were the alchemist, the one who turned pain into wisdom, who took the chaos and made meaning out of it. This connection wasn't easy. It carried heartbreak, separation, and longing. You may have experienced loss within it, perhaps even in the form of loving someone who could not stay or who could not meet you emotionally the way you needed at the time. Still, your heart remained open. You held onto the hope of true happiness, of building a life that felt emotionally whole. You may have believed deeply in what the two of you could have been together, and that belief gave you strength, even in disappointment. You were patient, willing to grow through the pain, to reflect, and to wait for something deeper to unfold. Eventually, your path required you to start over, perhaps to walk away, to leave something behind, or to venture into unknown emotional territory. That journey wasn't about escape. That was about release. You had to let go in order to evolve, and in doing so, you carried a piece of that love with you into your next chapter, not as a wound, but as a seed of wisdom and a quiet kind of freedom. In that connection, you were the one who changed, who grew, who ultimately chose the healing path. This person saw you as someone who sparked something inside of them, an ignition of inspiration, curiosity, and even longing. You awakened a part of them that had been dormant, and they couldn't help but wonder what might unfold between you. You represented possibility, a future they imagined but couldn't quite grasp. There was a sense that your presence arrived at a turning point in their life, almost like fate had a hand in it. You stirred feelings that felt both familiar and mysterious, as if you were a reflection of something they'd loved and lost long ago. They admired your independence and the way you carried yourself. To them, you seemed strong, self-sufficient, and maybe even out of reach at times. But despite the admiration, there was also a quiet ache. You brought up emotions they didn't always know how to process, perhaps a longing for connection or a reminder of what they felt they were missing. At times, they felt uncertain around you, unsure of how you truly felt, or if they were seeing you clearly through the haze of their own hopes and fears. You were a joy to them too, someone they imagined celebrating life with, laughing with, and sharing something genuine. But beneath it all, there was a feeling of distance. They may have felt close to you in spirit, but unsure how to bridge the emotional space between you. You were the light and shadow to them, comfort and confusion, hope and what-ifs, all at once. And how did you see them? You saw them as someone who carried both strength and sorrow. On the surface, they seemed capable, graceful, maybe even self-assured. But you could sense the loneliness underneath. There was something about them that felt incomplete, like they had built something beautiful, but still felt left out in the cold. You recognized a quiet sadness in them, a kind of emotional distance they didn't speak about, but you felt it all the same. There came a point when you had to make a difficult choice. You may have walked away emotionally or physically, not because you didn't care, but because staying would have meant losing yourself. You knew you couldn't give endlessly without receiving something true in return. Even so, a part of you hoped for balance, for a moment when the love and energy you gave would be returned freely. You didn't just see their struggle, you felt it, and you carried it with you for a while. And even as you moved forward, you wished healing for them. Deep down, you understood them in a way they may never have realized. This person may already be in your current life, or they're on their way in, but the connection isn't immediately obvious. There's uncertainty, hesitation, and possibly a lack of clarity on both sides. You may question their intentions or feel like something is being withheld. There's likely a push-pull dynamic, moments of closeness followed by distance or tension, which can make it hard to fully trust what you're feeling. That's because the bond comes with lessons, deep emotional and karmic ones that are meant to challenge and awaken both of you. You'll recognize them by the way they both comfort and confuse you. They might seem familiar, yet hard to read. There could be conflict, not necessarily dramatic, but enough to stir something in you and make you pause. It might feel like you're being asked to choose, to open your heart despite your doubts, or to break old patterns that keep you guarded. When the bond does begin to reveal itself, it will carry a strong emotional pull and the potential for real intimacy, but only if both of you are willing to be honest and vulnerable. This isn't a surface-level connection. It's rooted in soul recognition and shared growth. They'll likely have a calm, grounded presence. Maybe someone who is nurturing, resourceful, or deeply connected to the material or physical world in a stabilizing way. If they haven't arrived yet, it's because the timing isn't right. Something still needs to shift within you or around you. But fate has a hand in this. When it's time, the moment will feel charged, like a choice point. You may not recognize them by words or appearance, but you'll know by how they stir your spirit and challenge your heart. Going back to that past life, in the sunset years of that past life, you found a deep and quiet kind of fulfillment. You reached a place where you were finally able to give and receive in equal measure. After a life of offering your energy, care, and strength to others, often without expecting anything in return, you began to experience relationships and circumstances where generosity flowed both ways. There was a sense of balance, like life was finally answering back with softness and support. A major shift marked this period, something unexpected. Perhaps a change in home, family, or even perspective. It opened you up to a more peaceful way of being. You allowed yourself to slow down, to surrender to the rhythms of time instead of constantly striving or sacrificing. You became more receptive, more reflective, and far more connected to nature, beauty, and the simple joys of life. There was a nurturing energy around you, whether through a family you built, a garden you tended, or a community you cared for. You had become someone others turned to for wisdom, healing, and comfort. Your presence was grounding, and while you may have felt removed from the fast pace of the world, you didn't feel forgotten. In fact, you felt more connected to yourself than ever before. You also remained curious, a student of life to the very end. You saw every new challenge, every quiet day, and every change as an opportunity to learn and grow. Your final chapter was not one of endings, but of gentle ripening. You lived with grace, with gratitude, and with the quiet power of someone who had truly come full circle. And what did you learn in that lifetime? You learned the power and the burden of truth. You discovered how important it was to think clearly, speak with purpose, and act with integrity, even when it hurt. Life taught you to be discerning, to observe closely, and to question what was beneath the surface. You became someone who didn't just accept things at face value. You sought to understand, to analyze, to find the meaning behind every emotion, every decision, every silence. You also learned that even a sharp mind can protect you from heartbreak. Love, loss, and disappointment were part of your journey, and they softened you in ways logic never could. You came to understand that pain was not a weakness, it was a teacher. It showed you where your heart still hoped, where your soul still needed to heal. Balancing your inner world with the demands of the outer one was another lesson. You juggled responsibilities, emotions, and relationships, learning how to stay grounded even when things felt overwhelming. You found strength, not just in action, but in stillness, in pausing, reflecting, and choosing peace over chaos. Above all, you learned patience and emotional alchemy. You realized that healing takes time, that not everything can be fixed with reason, and that sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is wait, breathe, and trust the process. You left that life with wisdom earned through experience and with a deeper understanding of how to balance heart and mind, past and present. Your spirit guides want you to know that you are stronger than the doubts that try to hold you back. You may feel like you're constantly having to defend your choices, protect your energy, or stand your ground, and that's not by accident. You came into this life with a powerful inner light, and not everyone will understand it. That doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you're different, and your path requires courage. They encourage you to hold on to your hope, even when it feels dim. You're being guided, even in the quiet moments. Healing isn't always loud or visible. Sometimes it's in the silence, in the stillness, the long pauses. Your soul needs space to reflect, and it's okay to pull back and listen. Solitude isn't the same as isolation. It's where your deepest wisdom awakens. They also remind you not to hold on too tightly to what feels safe, whether it's a belief, a habit, or a situation. You may be clinging to something because you fear what might happen if you let go. But true security doesn't come from control. It comes from trust. They see that sometimes you trap yourself in your own thoughts, thinking you don't have options. But you do. You just have to be willing to look in a new direction. Your guides are urging you to keep walking towards joy, even if you take small steps. Celebration, support, and lightness are not far away. There is healing ahead, freedom ahead, and connection ahead. Let yourself reach for it. You're not alone in this journey. They're walking with you, quietly cheering you forward. If this session resonated with you, Spirit wants to give you a homework assignment. Write a one-page letter to something you're ready to release, a habit, relationship, belief, or version of yourself. Thank it for what it taught you, and give yourself permission to let go.